This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
President Biden's intelligence community finished its investigation into the origins of the virus from China. As most of us suspected when the investigation was announced, the government report was inconclusive. Now, to be precise, one agency did believe the virus originated in the Wuhan Institute for Virology, while two other agencies believe the virus originated in animals. Thaddeus McCotter reminds us that this outcome was foreshadowed at the start by a statement from the Director of National Intelligence, who said, "We're hoping to find a smoking gun. It's challenging to do that." You could also conclude that finding a smoking gun would be next to impossible, given the obvious cover-up done by the Chinese Communist Party. There is significant evidence that the virus escaped from the Wuhan laboratory, but even if you accept the idea that this was a naturally occurring phenomenon, you should at least acknowledge a Chinese cover-up. McCotter documents that Communist China has done everything in its power to suppress the truth about the origin and spread of the pandemic and to insulate itself from accountability. From the very beginning of the pandemic, China pressured American elites to prevent anyone, including the president, from referring to the China virus or the Wuhan virus. Asking questions about the origin of the virus were considered conspiracy theories and quickly dismissed. China's economic pressure on the media and businesses allowed elites in the media and government to be blissfully ambivalent. The inability to even come to a reasonable conclusion about the origin of the virus that has given us a terrible pandemic illustrates the growing influence China has over this country and the timidity of our government leaders to address that influence. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.